ed intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti.
L-ewwel minn żewġ dibattiti ppjanati dwar l-elezzjoni federali saru fil-Punent ta' Sydney fejn hemm għadd ta' siġijiet miġġielda li jistgħu jiddeċidu r-riżultat ta' l-elezzjoni federali. Is-siġijiet ta' Fowler, MacArthur, Macquarie, Reid, Parramatta u Warriwa. L-oli tal-ħajja u l-immigrazzjoni spikkaw fid-dibattitu e kif il-mexxejja tal-partit il-kbar qed jaraw li jattiraw il-votanti indeċiżi. L-ewwel minn żewġ dibattiti ppjanati dwar l-elezzjoni federali saru fil-Punent ta' Sydney. Immexxi minn Sky News fid-dibattitu ta' sija ħasem grupp ta' 100 votant indeċiżi jistaqsu mistoqsijiet lill-mexxejja tal-partit il-kbar kemm dwar tħassib domestiku kif ukoll globali. It-tħassib dwar l-oli tal-ħajja inħass sew fid-dibattitu b'madwar nofs l-udjenza tolli idea meta mistoqsija jekk kinux qed isibuha diffiċli biex ilaħqu ma' l-oli tal-ħajja. Din il-votanta qalet li l-bulk billing, il-ħlas biex tara tabib, hija kwistjoni importanti għalija bl-ispiża żejda li kollha tħallas biex tara lit-tabib tiswiela sa $80.
What's your plan? Do you want to increase Medicare funding so we won't have to pay extra gap fee? Or is there any way where we can stop doctors to charge us extra?
Il-laboristi kienu ħarqana li ipoġġu il-kwistjonijiet tal-kura tas-saħħa fuq quddiemnet ta' l-għażla tagħhom jekk jitilgħu mill-ġdid. Diġà wiegħdu li 9 minn kull 10 żjajjar lit-tobba ser ikunu ħielsa minn spejjeż żejda sas-sena 2030 skont wiegħda ta' l-elezzjoni ta' żieda fil-fondi tal-Medicare ta' $8.5 billion li l-koalizzjoni tgħid se tagħmel l-istess. Il-mexxej tal-oppożizzjoni Peter Dutton wiegħed li ma ikunx hemm tnaqqis fil-kura tas-saħħa jekk tiġi eletta l-koalizzjoni u rribatta l-allegazzjonijiet tal-laburisti dwar ir-rekord tiegħu.
What we inherited, which was bulk billing in free fall while the coalition was in government.
Well, again, that is factually incorrect. So I was health minister in 2013-14. The bulk billing rate in our country was 84%. It went to 88% by the time we finished government, and the Prime Minister rightly will point out that includes services over COVID. But it was heading up under us. The fact is that it is now down to 77%.
But Peter, did you try to introduce a charge to get rid of bulk billing?
I'm happy to come to that. So it's now at 77%. The Prime Minister wants you to believe that it's much higher and that it's in free fall. It's not.
Peter Dutton kien mistoqsi kemm il-darba dwar ir-retorika tiegħu dwar il-migrazzjoni bil-membri ta' l-udjenza jistaqsu x'jista' jagħmel biex jevita li jwaħħal fil-migranti għal ċerti affarijiet fil-pajjiż. Peter Dutton qal li l-Awstralja għandha tiċċelebra l-istorja ta' l-immigrazzjoni tagħha li argumenta qed tiġi sfidata minn dawk li jsejħilhom rati ta' migrazzjoni rekord. Il-kap tal-oppożizzjoni qal lill-udjenza li l-migrazzjoni qed tagħmel pressjoni fuq l-infrastruttura bħad-djar minkejja li studji urew m'hemm l-ebda rabta bejn in-numri internazzjonali tal-istudenti u l-ispiża tal-kera.
So we have to have a managed migration program, and our argument is that you can reduce it from the record level that it's at the moment down by 25% for 2 years, which will create about 100,000 homes, and that will help young Australians get into housing.
Il-Prim Ministru Anthony Albanese qal li l-laburisti jinsabu mħasba wkoll dwar l-ispiża u d-disponibilità tad-djar u diġà implementaw projbizzjoni ta' sentejn fuq sidien barranija tad-djar li fi klimu se tillibera s-suq tad-djar.
We think that's appropriate at the moment in order to ensure that homes are available for Australians. We want to increase the supply of homes. That's absolutely central to a range of policies that we've put in place, whether it be private rentals, whether it be public and social housing where I grew up, or whether it be home ownership as well.
Forse l-aktar parti imqanqla tad-dibattitu kienet dwar il-mod differenti tal-partiti għal-politika dwar l-enerġija. Anthony Albanese appella lil votanti bweda ta' 2.3 biljun dollaru biex jgħinu l-sidin ta' djar jixtru batteriji biex jaħżnu l-enerġija solari u ibaxxu l-ispejjeż ta' l-enerġija tagħhom. Iżda d-dibattitu kien iddominat minn diskors dwar il-gas. Matul id-dibattitu Peter Dutton baqa jiġbed l-attenzjoni għal pjan tal-koalizzjoni li tnaqqas it-taxxa fuq il-fuel b'25 ċentesmu fil-litru u li iżid il-provista domestika tal-gas.
There is a lot of gas that's exported that we could turn back into the domestic market. We can reduce, as the independent analysis has shown, the cost of gas by about 15%, and that means we can bring down the cost of electricity. We can bring down the costs across the economy otherwise, and that is, I think, transformational for our economy, but of course opposed by the Prime Minister.
Let's hear from him.
Well, the only gas policy that the Coalition have is the gaslighting of the Australian public. He disagrees with all of the experts which are out there, whether it's the Australian Energy Market Operator, everyone who looks at it. If the nuclear plant stacked up, the private sector would invest in it.
Il-limitazzjoni tal-impatt tal-Awstralja mit-tariffi tal-Istati Uniti ħarġet ukoll bħala kwistjoni ta' tħassib għall-votanti waqt id-dibattitu. Anthony Albanese qal li l-effetti ġew minimizzati minħabba l-isforzi diplomatiċi intensivi tal-gvern tiegħu.
Australia got the best deal of any country on the planet. 10% is 10% more than we would like, but no one got a better deal than us. In part because of the representations that we'd made. But we were prepared as well. No country is better positioned to take advantage of the trade opportunities. And it's important to remember this. 80% of global trade doesn't involve the United States. So in our region in particular, there will be opportunities for Australia that we want to seize.
Minħa tiegħu, Peter Dutton qal li jħoss li kien jagħmel biċċa xogħol aħjar biex jgħallil l-Awstralja mill-impatt tat-tariffi.
I sat around the cabinet table when we negotiated with the Trump Mark I presidency, and we negotiated an outcome for Australia which is much better than what we had today, and it meant that Australia was excluded from the first round of tariffs imposed by President Trump. The Prime Minister of the day should have the ability and the strength of character to be able to stand up against bullies, against those that would seek to do us harm, to keep our country safe and to make sure that we can make the right economic decisions for our country as well. And that's exactly what I would seek to do as Prime Minister.
Il-Prim Ministru Anthony Albanese ġie iddikjarat ir-rebbieħ ta' dal-ewwel dibattitu elettorali b'44 vot meta mqabbel ma' 35 vot ma' Peter Dutton. 21 votant qalu li baqgħu indeċiżi. Imma min jirbaħ id-dibattitu ta' l-elezzjoni mhux bil-fors jispiċċa li jirbaħ l-elezzjoni federali. Infatti, fl-ewwel dibattitu elettorali televiżiv tal-Awstralja li kien sar fis-26 ta' Novembru 1984, il-kap tal-Oppożizzjoni Andrew Peacock kien meqjus li rebaħ kontra il-Prim Ministru Bob Hawke, iżda mbagħad baqa' biex ma rebaħx l-elezzjoni. Intant, it-tieni dibattitu tal-mexxejja se jiġi immexxi mill-ABC fis-16 ta' April fit-8 ta' filgħaxija qabel il-jum ta' l-elezzjoni federali fit-3 ta' Mejju. Trid tisma' aktar stejjer bħal din? Isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.